how can we grow in grace and in our relationships with God and others? Well, Paul Tripp says, if you can believe it, acknowledging our flaws can be a great first step.
I think you have to start by just standing in front of the mirror and admitting who you are. What rational, honest person could look back on a day and say, I lived a perfect day, let alone a perfect week, month, year, life? So if you say, my biggest problem in life isn't actually outside of me, it's inside of me. I can run from a relationship, I can run from a situation, but I can't run from me. When I try to run from me, I always show up with me at the end of the run. It's got to start with saying, I give empirical evidence every day that I need a Savior. And if you can start there, you're on the pathway to beautiful things.
Now that is a healthy perspective. Admitting our need for grace is the first step to personal and spiritual growth.